Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. The Law Society of Kenya, LSK, declared the IEBC unfit for the 2027 polls following chaotic by-elections, a view echoed by Rigathi Gachagua, who alleges government interference. President Ruto launched the 170 billion Kenyan shillings Nairobi-Nakuru Mau Summit Highway and Nairobi-Mai-Mahiu-Naivasha projects expected to create 15,000 jobs. Health CS Duale is advancing the Taifa Care financing model, while Governor Sakaja seeks 60 billion Kenyan shillings in unpaid rates from 200,000 landowners. EAC traced 22.9 billion shillings in illegal assets and recovered 3.4 billion shillings. The High Court ruled Parliament cannot set timelines for NLC on historical land injustices, and a petitioner sued CS Morkomen and IG Kanja over withdrawn security details. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
only two women are among 181 contenders in ongoing by-elections, prompting calls for urgent electoral reforms to ensure fair participation. Meanwhile, incidents of voter bribery and chaos have been reported in Barre North.
In business,
government tightens insurance regulation as Sanlam Kenya rebrands. NSC and Somalia Bus sign an MOU for cross-border markets. Centam's half-year profit rose 6.1% to 472 million shillings due to reduced debt costs.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.